And now our guest on Art of the Air Spotlight is someone that we've had before from Dig the Dunes, Eve Wurzbicki. Welcome to the phone.
Hi there.
How's it going? Well, yeah, I hear you have a brand new project, Eve, going on with a thing with Dig the Dunes, something different than just publishing and the other things you do. So tell us a little about what you got going on.
I do. I had the opportunity to work with the National Park and open up the concession area over at Portage Lakefront and Riverwalk. And so it's called Dig the Dunes Trail Stop, and it's going to be open all summer. And I'm really excited to have people come and eat and drink and be merry over there and get to meet some of the people that have been following Dig the Dunes for a long time.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great.
It is great. It's great. I love the list of people you're working with, all of our favorites, Moe's and Arturo's and Cabo's and Valpo's.
Delpo Velvet, I really wanted to bring a lot of the local businesses that I've been working with and have them and serve their food over at Trail Stop. And we also have some local craft breweries and wineries and a beautiful view. We've had some great sunsets that we've been able to invite people have watched, and it's just been a really beautiful atmosphere to hang out and relax and enjoy some good food and drink.
How do you get there? Where is it located at exactly?
It's located at Portage Lakefront and Riverwalk, which is off of 12. It's kind of tricky to get to. You have to follow your GPS, and it looks like you're going into a steel mill, but if you keep following the road and the directions, you'll see a sign for the national park. And then as you head down the road towards the lake, it's just beautiful. It pops up, and you see Lake Michigan and a dune to your left, and there's plenty of parking there, and there's walking, and there's a beach, and just places to hang out and sit.
How many people can you see?
So it's mainly outside, which is nice, especially during these times. There are 4 tables inside. We haven't really had to utilize them at all. There's picnic tables, and they're spread apart, and we have 2 pavilions. So there's a front pavilion or a patio that's right outside where we serve food, and then there's a back one that's shaded. That has a decent amount of space.
Now, Eve, I see that you're not open all the time. You've been open since the 10th, but you're not open 7 days a week. Tell us a little bit about your schedule, how that works.
We are open Wednesday through Sunday, and we're playing around with the hours right now, but Wednesdays and Thursdays, we're thinking we're just going to do the sunset hours, so in the evening, 4 till sunset, and then open a little earlier on Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, we will be open from 11 a.m. till sunset.
Wow, that sounds great. It's a great stop there. And you have an actual menu of items. We touched on that a little bit, but tell us kind of specifically some of the things you have.
Well, we were very excited to be able to have the beer and wine because I love craft beer, as you know. So we do have some local breweries. We're going to start with Four Fathers out of Valpo. And then we're doing a lot of snack items. We have hummus from Mo. We have pretzels from Arturo's. We have pizza, tamales. We're going to introduce some hot dogs, I think. And then we're going to play around a little bit with some special event nights. So we might do a cheese plate, cheese and wine, or have somebody come in and do some sort of barbecue or something like that. As once we get going, we really wanted to start out slow so that we do it right and just have everybody enjoy everything that we have.
You've been pretty busy with Dig the Dunes, everything. Is this taking on something much bigger, or is it going to occupy a lot more of your time?
Well, it's interesting because lately I've had to cancel several of our events, so I do have a little bit more time right now. We'll see, and then I'm thinking through the summer I'm going to focus on this. I do have a great team that I'm working with that eventually I'm hoping will be able to take over a little bit more of the actual operational hours. And then I can focus and keep doing what I do with Dig the Dunes and make sure we're still doing lots of good things in the area.
Well, one other thing with COVID-19, how's that impacted you for Dig the Dunes? You talked a little bit about that, but give us a little thumbnail of that.
It did quite a bit. I had several sold-out events that were planned, and we had to go through and we've postponed some of them, we've canceled some of them. A lot of people have been great, and they're holding on to their tickets and just waiting to see when we'll be able to actually have some of the events. So that was nice. But it changed things. I went back a little bit to the basics, right where I started, where I was doing more writing and taking pictures and trying to give people something other than just COVID news and write some stories that had a little bit of a positive spin about things around the area.
Very good. You also, while we've got you on the line, I'm sure you're going to be doing the annual calendar again. Tell us just briefly about that. We've got a little less than a minute left.
Yes, for sure. We're going to do the calendar, and that will be probably, I believe, we get that kicked off in September. So people can start taking some photos now. It's always good to have photos from every month. And we will have people enter their photos in September. We'll do it the same way where they let us know what months they want to enter, and then we will pick our top 12 and have the calendar release party again in November.
Very good. Well, I think that's all the time we have. That's Eve Wersbicki from Dig the Dunes and talking about the new trail stop located along the trail there. Welcome back to Art in the Air. Good luck with the new venture.
Congratulations, Eve. Thank you very much.